Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you're in luck, because my guest tonight is an Oscar winner who's been starring in your favorite films for over 3 decades. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mr. Tom Hanks.
Thank you. Oh, please, thank you, thank you. Sit down. Don't have to. Turn off the sign. Yes, I know. I know. You remember me from the days when we all had VHS machines. I really appreciate that.
Nice to see you again. Nice to have you back here.
I always look forward
to it. How was the holidays?
Well, it was rocking, you know. We ripped it up.
Everybody stay healthy and everything like that?
We took tests every 7 hours, and they came back with only one line on them.
Exactly. So all the kids got
to stay. Yes. It was kind of nice.
I understand you started a new Hanks family tradition, and I'd like to get an introduction to it.
Well, the Christmas season began for us because we actually saw your musical guest tonight, Rachel and Bill Ray.
Oh, really?
They're fabulous.
Fantastic.
We caught them.
Nice to have here, but that's exciting.
By the way, I bought all their records. I went on iTunes.
Everybody knows. Fantastic.
You better treat me special. Yep. You gotta done me better. So we saw them, and we were at the Cafe Carlisle, which is a great place to go. Rita had played there with the band, and they were the next act. So we had a celebratory bottle of champagne brought by. And I, despite a couple of evenings I've had with you,
yes,
which ended up with fistfights in front of Mickey Mantle's restaurant,
yes,
you think you're funny? I'll tell you what funny is, Stephen Colbert. I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink a lot. So I usually have a Diet Coke, you know, in order to, because if you didn't have a long enough disco nap, you're going to fall asleep about, you know, 11:45.
Sure.
So I have a little bit of caffeine, Diet Coke, in a glass, and I sip
right
that
there at the Cafe Carlisle.
But they brought the champagne around. They brought the nice flutes. It was like the last episode of The Bachelor. You know, they were pouring all this stuff around. And I just had this Diet Coke. And I said, oh, give me a shot of champagne in there, for crying out loud.
In the Diet Coke.
In the Diet Coke. And everybody said... Everybody says, you are insane. I said, well, I may be insane, but I want to celebrate the season. So I had a sip of this. Stephen, it was delicious.
I heard this story, and so I wanted to see.
Let's see it goes on.
Diet Coke right, first.
Just Diet Coke.
Diet Coke first.
You know, yeah, put the...
There you
put,
go. You
put
that
it, I'm going to... say
how much?
I
how
drank...
Much?
I had it down to about a third of my Diet Coke. That makes sense. Now, it doesn't have to be Coca-Cola. It can be any cola product.
But diet.
But it needs to be... Well, yeah, because I'm type 2 diabetes.
You
got to maintain the temple. And what's better than type 2 diabetes than a little shot of champagne in your Diet Coke?
So I cap it off here?
Just,
there you go. I'm this is exactly say, what the folks at Veuve Clicquot intended, by the way, with
the by the way, that
this
is...
recipe can also be found in the Book of the Revelation.
That's right.
Now, first of all,
look at the color.
It's gorgeous.
Is it not kind of gorgeous, right?
It's like an American Aperol Spritz.
And I want to say, happy 2023.
Happy 2023.
How about that? Everybody at the table tried it. They said, ooh, you know what, Dad? That's pretty good. So, and we have
a Tom Collins. We have the Tom Hanks.
Well, we... Good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's
I
all
didn't
right.
Know.
We were debating what the name of it should be,
yes,
and I came up with it because it is Coke and a champagne, so it's obviously Diet Cocaine. Cocaine. C-O-K-A-G-N-E. So, but I don't mind with the...
That is
I don't
really
mind.
What's quite pleasant.
What's the other name you said?
Tom Hanks.
Well, let's go with that. But confess,
it's pretty good.
It's actually pretty good.
It's strangely, strikingly, shamefully good.
Because
it's so refreshing. Because it's like, you know, you give that little caffeine too, man. Just keep you going through that champagne.
That's right. Oh, you'll polish both of them off. The six pack and the.
I can finish a Diet Coke.
And the Magnum.
I'm no lightweight. I can finish a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Two-fisted Coke drinker.
Yeah,
I love that.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Tom Hanks.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with the star of the new movie, A Man Called Otto. Mr. Tom Hanks, the new film is A Man Called Otto. You and your lovely wife, Rita, produced this film, developed it from a Swedish film called A Man Called Ove.
Ove.
Tell the good people what it's about.
Well, it's about the crank in the neighborhood. It's about the guy in the neighborhood who says, get off my lawn, keep that dog away from me, you can't park there. Don't you people know, for crying out loud, that the recyclables are clearly delineated, the plastic goes in the plastic bin, the cans go in the can. What's wrong with you? Why can you not separate these things the way they need to be separated? That's who the man is.
That's investment. That's emotional investment.
By the way, are you the Otto in your neighborhood? Is the Stephen Colbert guy?
No, I think my wife. She's the muscle.
A woman named Ebby.
She's the muscle.
Careful now.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason that he is his way, and what happens is a fabulous, actress Mariana Trevino, who is a huge actress in Mexico, is in it. She moves across the street, and all hell busts loose.
We got a clip here. Can you explain what's going on here? It's you and Carr.
She does not know how to drive a stick shift automobile.
Is this the
which is insanity to a man called Otto, who cannot drive, for crying out loud, you don't know how to drive a car. If you can't drive a stick, you are not actually driving a car. And so he says, I will teach you how to drive this car. A stick.
Jim.
Just wait for the green light.
Here
we go. So press in on the clutch. And give it a little gas. Slowly let out on the car. You're not in gear. Don't have to turn the key. Just press it.
Oh my God.
Press it.
Espérame tantito.
Slowly let out the clutch. Press on the gas.
Now you listen to me. You have given birth to two children. You learned a new language. You will have no problem learning how to drive. My God, the world is full of complete idiots who have managed to figure it out, and you are not a complete idiot. So, clutch. Shift, gas, drive.
And there you have it. All you have to do.
It's a message of hope is what it is.
As I have instructed somebody, the only thing, who here cannot drive a stick shift? Let's see the hand. Oh, you're all idiots for crying out loud. What country did you grow up in? The secret of driving a shift is just don't be in third. That's the only thing you're in third.
There's no reason to ever
you're
be in third.
You're in third. All right, clutch in, wear the brake at the same time, put it in gear, and let the clutch out slowly. You're in third gear.
Do you remember learning? Like what? Like the car, the first...
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, when back a couple years after Bosom Buddies and I had some money in the bank, I went to my crack staff business manager and say, can I buy any car I want now? And they said, actually, yeah, you pretty much can. So I went out and bought a Volkswagen Camper that had a steering wheel that was this big.
I thought you were
going to
say you bought
around
a Lamborghini.
Oh, who cares? I'm not big on cars. So it had a steering wheel that was like truly this big, and the gear shift, it was a stick, was over here. It was like I was operating a backhoe or something like that, almost like that. And you have not experienced panic until a hill in San Francisco and a stoplight.
Oh.
And you have to not only get it, but you got to do the heel and the toe with the brake and the accelerator and slowly let out. And you have to be in first gear.
The problem, you don't have to be in first gear because the car I learned to drive stick on was when I was doing a construction job one summer between my junior and senior year of high school. And the owner, I had to drive his truck to get supplies. It didn't have a first gear. First gear was completely burned out.
Oh, burned out.
So I had to start in second gear, which means you had to get those RPs up like the bomb was about to explode, and you had to take your foot off the clutch like you were defusing a nuclear weapon.
But I'm guessing you all, but you had to like do a little bit to get, it had to get rolling a little
I don't know. That's all I know is that I could not take my foot off the clutch slowly enough to make it work.
I believe that's how James Bond was almost killed in a movie.
Yes.
Mr. Bond.
Her Majesty's Secret Service, that's exactly
it. This Aston Martin has no first gear, Mr. Bond, and you will be driving down the Autobahn. I hope somehow you can, you know. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
Did you enjoy. People have this mistake.
Hold on just 1 second, would you? Oh, it's been a day, Stephen. It's been such a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People are under the mistaken impression that you're a pleasant person. And was it satisfying to play a grumpy person, but to let it all out?
Have you ever wanted to smash the TV remote against the wall and storm out of the room? This was like for me every day. It was magnificent. Satisfying moment of what just let out the crank. Because almost when I'm around the house, everybody knows that I've gone off the deep end when I begin a conversation with this phrase. Let me get this straight. here goes Dad. What did we do, Dad? Did we leave the rice pot in the sink not scrubbed out? Did we?
So that's a level of crisis.
Oh,
we're
it's massive
about.
With me. Let me get this straight. I once, nothing works for me, and that's the other thing. Why would it work for me? Oh, Dad's yelling down, so why would the remote work for me? I press menu, I press power, I press input, I press mode, I went on the app and
you
I found
mode?
The right app, whatever.
You have mode?
It's all down there,
you
it's all down
mode.
There.
Mode.
You know, it's like on, off, why can't that be?
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
That's all it takes, and it never works for me. I was once trying to get a DVD to play, and I pressed so many buttons on the DVD player, you know, where it says open, or it says close, or it says reading?
Yeah.
I swear to God, it said goodbye.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Tom Hanks.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Star of stage and screen, star of the new movie A Man Called Otto, Tom Hanks. Now, your son, Truman Hanks, plays you in the flashbacks.
He does, yes.
Did you give him any acting advice?
Try to look like me as much as possible. That's why he got the gig, because he's a dead ringer for me at 20s. And Mark Forster, who is our director, says, you know, it's always so fake when you get some other actor to play you in flashbacks. Why can't I just get one of your kids to play you?
Did Arnold Schwarzenegger direct this movie?
Yes.
I said, get to the chopper. I told Truman. Get to the chopper, Mark, like your dad would get to the chopper.
If you're watching,
everybody get down.
Mark is from Zurich, so he speaks
the he speaks there are Swiss. So
that's why. And so they got together. I said, "This is totally my son," because my son actually is a cinematographer. He's in the camera union here in New York,
On
camera
union,
utility,
and
that's what he wants to do. And I said, "Ask him. It would be a great experience if he does a number of things. If he learns his lines, knows the text, have an idea, and shows up on time. If he can do those four things, that's actually kind of like the base level of being an actor in a movie.
The advice I've given my kids, just in general, like being in business, is just like be enthusiastic and competent. And that means, like, be happy to be there and never be late.
There you go.
That's it. And I said, you'll work for the rest of your life.
You don't have to be qualified. You have to be colorful.
Yes. I actually said, like, when you're really young and on the job, don't be impressive. You'll just make people nervous.
Yeah.
Just show up.
Well, and by the way, honestly, why prepare at all? Just wing the whole thing.
And improv. That's where it's at.
By the way, it worked for you pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Now...
By the way, can we just say, who has more pressure on them in this scene? Look how much of this he's drunk. And look, I'm still right there.
I've done a whole monologue. I'm thirsty. You're back there eating my free cheese.
It's the end of my day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, says Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm. No, midnight, actually. here's the dealio. Everybody loves their Tom Hanks movies. Everybody's got their favorite Tom Hanks lines.
Is that like the things.
Oh, everybody does. Everybody's got a favorite Tom Hanks line. Last night, as a matter of fact, having nothing to do with the fact that we're here tonight, we were sitting around the living room, and Evie and my son, and we're trying to figure out whether to, like, watch another movie or, like, to go to bed, and she turned to us and she said, gentlemen, what are your intentions?
Beautiful.
A little Apollo 13.
Do
you have a favorite Tom Hanks line from all the Tom Hanks movies?
It would be, if you can name it, I'll pour you another drink. It is, boys, we go. Anybody? Boys, we go. That thing you do. Thank you very much. Pour this. There you go. That lady. It is, I know it's not one of the bigger ones, but I loved it every time I said it. And I do use it all the time, you know.
I must say,
Rita doesn't appreciate it sometimes. Because, hey, honey, we're late. Boys, we go. We gotta get going.
Your character, Otto, in the movie has a quarter that he carries for his own personal
reasons.
From
1964.
64. And I'm curious, is there any little talisman or thing that you keep with yourself?
Well, I have a typewriter from a great man who I just lost, by the way, Michael John McGann. He was a fabulous guy. Yeah. He was the reason I first moved to New York City. I had a union card in my pocket that said I was a professional actor. He says, you need to be in New York. So we came here together. He shepherded me through it. He had shared an apartment on Upper 91st. I'm talking 1978 now. Mm. And the first night I was in New York, we went out. We walked from his house on Upper Broadway. And I actually said to him, where is everybody going? Because there were so many people out on the street, you know. I thought, is there a hockey game starting nearby? It was like, is the circus in town? I actually, where's everybody going?
To quote a great man, Tom Hanks is not a big drinker. I'm sorry, go ahead.
By the way, I believe in certain cultures that is good luck. So, sorry about that.
No worries at all.
Sorry about
that. I mean, I can't top that, Tom.
Nah, but we can top it off, can't we, big boy?
Sure.
Get that out there. Get out.
There you go.
You know, well, Tom, is there anything sadder than a spilled drink, Stephen? Yeah, just enough.
Tom Hanks, thank you for educating me to what will ultimately be my downfall. Coca-Cola and champagne. Right. A Man Called Otto is in theaters now. It's Tom Hanks, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.